As reported by, I believe it says that on Brett McMurphy's Twitter bio. I guess it's a Twitter bio or an X bio. Action Network at Brett_McMurphy. So we couldn't get away from this. It's been rumored for about 2 weeks. We thought it was dead. It lives forever. And now it's official. SMU, Cal, and Stanford all to the ACC. Why do you think this happened other than desperation, or is that the only reason it happened?
Desperation and money. Basically, you know, I was told last night that NC State had flipped from a no to a yes, and that would give the ACC the 12 required votes to add those schools. And, you know, you see all the news coming out today. Cal, Stanford, and SMU will not receive full revenue shares for 10 years. That's not till 2033.
Right.
Who knows what the ACC will look like at that point. SMU is not going to receive any revenue for 9 years. Cal and Stanford will receive a reduced share, starting at about 30%. And then that money that would not go to those schools obviously will be divided amongst the remaining members, and they'll have incentive packages and so forth and so on. But look, this is delaying the inevitable. This is putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina, probably Virginia, maybe Virginia Tech, they're going to leave the ACC in the next 3 to 5 years. And basically the ACC just wanted to get ahead of it. I had reported earlier this week that ESPN's deal with the ACC allows ESPN to renegotiate that deal if the league membership drops below 15 schools. That includes Notre Dame, you know, a non-football member, but ACC right. member and everything else. Excuse me. So the ACC's options were basically, A, let's add some Power 5 schools now and stock up, so when those guys leave in the future, we can stay above that 15 number. Or B, let's wait until those guys leave, and then let's see what we can add in. And the options probably would not be as good. It's kind of like, you know, a storm's coming in. Right. You want to stock up the fridge 2 months ahead of time, or do you want to wait until it's bearing down on you, and then maybe your options aren't so great in the grocery store?
Well, maybe why didn't they add San Diego State and UConn and Oregon State and Washington State right now then? Get way out ahead of it, because you mentioned a lot more than three schools that were potentially going to leave. We still don't know how those schools are going to leave. I mean, I've had conversations with the folks at, you know, down in Cover, Florida State. They don't really know how that is going to work, because there is that document, the grant of rights. I guess you could always buy your way out of it, but there's a lot of money to buy your way out of it.
Well, they are prepared to spend that money, and they believe they have a way to get out. Now, whether they do or not, we'll have to see. You know, lawyers will get involved, and all that will play out. But, yeah, certainly Florida State, they've been very vocal, you know, publicly, that it's not if they're going to leave, it's when and how they're going to leave. And they're not going to be the only ones. Clemson will go to North Carolina. And the reason's simple. You can leave the ACC and go to the SEC or Big Ten, and you can double the amount of money you right. make. Same reason Texas and OU left the Big 12 for the SEC.
Yeah, Texas and Oklahoma certainly didn't leave the Big 12 for competitive reasons, because they have certainly not put themselves in a better position to succeed on the field as opposed to off the field, although you could argue that Texas has not really succeeded off the field either in a long time. Brett McMurphy from the Action Network is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show at Brett_McMurphy on Twitter. Can you see far enough into the future where we don't really have the structure at all that we see right now, that we have maybe 40 schools playing high-level college football all in one pool, and it looks a lot like the NFL, and it looks nothing like what we have today anyway?
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
What do millions of Americans and four U.S. presidents have in common? They all get a better night's sleep in Boll & Branch sheets. Their best-selling signature sheets are made with the finest, most luxurious 100% organic cotton and get softer with every wash. Right now, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with promo code LUXURIOUS with free shipping, free returns, and their 30-night worry-free guarantee. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll have a minimum of 40, probably 48. The SEC and Big Ten will have 20 to 24 members each. And, you know, one will be on Fox, one will be on ESPN, and right. The two conference champs will play for College Football Super Bowl. And that means there's going to be no Pac-12. Who knows what the ACC will look like? Will the Big 12 still be standing? We don't know. And I hate that that's happening to all these different conferences, but the bottom line is, if you're sitting on your couch on a Saturday and you have the opportunity to watch, you know, Ohio State, excuse me, play USC, excuse me, Florida State, Michigan, Oklahoma, yeah. Alabama, Georgia, Texas, those are going to get monster ratings exactly the yep. same way that the NFL does. And so, yeah, that's where we're headed. And I hate that for college football. I hate that. There's no Southwest Conference. There's no WAC. Soon to be no Pac-12 Conference. I absolutely hate that, but it doesn't matter. It's all about money and revenue, and that's why all these – the Big Ten and SEC are getting these big-name brands to build up as much revenue as they can for the biggest reason we haven't even discussed, and that is somewhere down the road also these schools are going to have to be compensating these players,
yep.
whether it's through the TV deal or the college football playoff.
Brett McMurphy from the Action Network is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. We just do 48 teams have promotion and relegation just like they have in European football. We could do something like that. That would certainly create a lot of drama in the middle of the pack of all of these this conglomeration of teams. What will happen though to the other sports? Will the other sports simply stay in the conferences that they are used to? Will we have more conferences that will be entirely regionally based?
I think at some point football will break away from the universities, and whether it's in name only, whether it's, you know, semantics, how they do it. And by doing that, then that will allow the SEC, for instance, to say, you know what, this is the group of our football federation conference. And by doing that, then they can tell Vanderbilt, you're no longer required right. to play in the SEC. You will remain an SEC member in every sport but football, but in football, you're out. And we're adding North Carolina and we're adding Virginia. And that could happen. The only way that happens, though, is football would not be under the university umbrella because right. there is no way that a university president is going to kick out another university president out of its league. But, you know, fast forward 5 to 10 years, and I think that's a very real possibility. And while it may seem far-fetched to some people, just think if we would have gone back 3 years ago and said, okay, I'll give you a 1,000,000-to-1 odds, Stanford and Cal are going to be in the ACC, you'd be homeless right now.
No, we'd be rich. We'd be rich. If I took the bet, that's the way it
yeah,
works,
that's
right?
True.
I would be wealthy.
What side you're on. Yeah.
you're with the Action Network, Brett. Brett McMurphy here, the Action Network, at Brett_McMurphy on Twitter. I'm at a loss for why Virginia would be part of that. But because they haven't played good football really in a long time. North Carolina can make the argument as well. But hey, look, not everybody can win.
They're in two states that are no longer occupied right. by ACC and Big Ten schools. No, that is why.
No question about it. It is about eyeballs as much as anything. The whole thing. This final question for Brett McMurphy, and I appreciate it because you alluded to it a second ago, that it's not good for college football. Do you think that if we rolled the clocks back 10 years or so, maybe less than that, to where this really started to get out of control, that the people who made these decisions, if they thought that it would be bad overall for the sport of college football, do you think they would have done it? Or had we already slipped into the world of dog eat dog?
The only way you would have been able to do that is you would have had to have all of the colleges under one umbrella, like the NFL. Now you've got colleges in their specific conferences, and everybody's in their own little silo doing what's best for them. And what's best for the SEC may not be best for the Pac-12, and what's best for the Big 12 may not be best for the ACC. But it doesn't matter to those schools because right. they're hired by their university presidents to do what's best for their conference. So if we were some way to go back in time and create a commissioner of college athletics where everybody would be taken care of equally, like they do in the NFL, then they could have pulled it off. But as long as you have the individual conferences operating independently, that's impossible, unfortunately.
At @Brett_McMurphy, as reported by Action Network. I appreciate your time, sir. It's been a busy time for everybody. Thanks for carving out a few minutes for us. We'll talk again.
Thank you.